Welcome to the Entrepreneur Tank. Our topic is From Calendars to Seasons, the Biblical Blueprint for Business Growth. This is part two of our conversation moving from calendar thinking to seasonal strategy. In part one, we established the new year is a calendar function. Business grow in seasonal. Now, let's look at some biblical example, not to debate theology, but to pull out principles that actually work in business. Let's start with a foundational framework from the Book of Life. It says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Notice what's missing. No mention of January. No annual reset hype. No emotional countdown. The emphasis is season plus purpose. For entrepreneurs, that's how we should govern our business. Every purpose has timing. Every phase has requirements. Every outcome has a process. You don't get to skip season just because the calendar flipped. The Book of Life repeatedly used farmers because farming is business at its purest. It says, as long as the earth exists, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not cease. This is a law, not encouragement. Seed time equal harvest. Planning equal profit. Preparation equal payout. Entrepreneurs get frustrated when they expect harvest during seed time, measure success too early, quit because the ground looks quiet. Silent doesn't mean failure. It means root is working. Yeah. Here's another principle from the Book of Life. Entrepreneurs should treat this Book of Life or this statement like an operation manual. It says, the heart of a wise person knows the right time and procedure. Two core skills, what decision to make and when to make it. Many businesses fail not because the idea was wrong, but because the timing was off. Launching too early costs a lot of money. Launching too late costs opportunities. Timing is strategy. Now, let's kill the misinterpretation that faith replaced planning. And we say, believe by faith, God will do it. Not true. The Book of Life says, suppose one wants to build a tower. Don't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough capital to complete it? It didn't say believe by faith. This is budgeting. Risk assessment, capacity evaluation. Before the building, what? There's a planning season. Entrepreneurs who skip planning season end up overextending themselves, emotionally exhausted, financially unstable. Counting the cost is not fear, it's foresight. Another farmer's principle says, those who sow in tears shall reap with songs of joy. Sowing season is not glamorous. That season includes long hours, low visibility, delayed gratification. But sowing doesn't negotiate with feeling. It responds to seasonal demand. Entrepreneurs who keep sowing even when it's uncomfortable are the one positioning for sustainable harvest. Here's the corporate reality. January is great for marketing buzz, motivation, public reset, but business actually grow through quarters, cycles, system, seasons. That's why sustainable season follow cycles, not clock. Calendars tell you what day it is. Season tell you what work you should be working on. Growth doesn't respond to motivation. Your business doesn't need another motivational restart. It responds to timing and structure. When you honor the season, the results follow. Now remember this, the calendar keeps time, season demand wisdom. An entrepreneur who confused the two keep repeating the same cycles instead of breaking them. Now, thank you for investing your seed time with me in this session today. And if this message or this session have added value to your entrepreneur mindset, like, comment, and share it with another builder. And if you have not yet subscribed for our weekly business insight designed to elevate your discipline, expand your thinking, and strengthening your marketing place impact, go ahead and subscribe now. And remember, every seed of wisdom you apply will multiply. And be sure to pick up my book, The Power of Your Words, from Amazon. You will need it. You will need it. And visit my website, hannahjosue.com, for upcoming Entrepreneur Tank workshop and leadership experiences. Until next time, don't chase date. Discern season. Execute accordingly. Cheers to your success.